Thank you for calling. How can I help?
Hi, this is Nyla. Actually, I just requested last month to cancel our service because we are no more in the property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
whom
but
are you informed?
I talked to someone on the Melbourne, in the form, like the Melbourne phone.
When? I don't see any notes.
Because I sent...
Nyla Tabassum, right?
Yeah.
First of all, any kind of cancellation request is sent by email. Whenever someone calls, we advise the customer to send an email. So I'll check whether... Have you emailed?
No, but nobody told me that one. To email. Otherwise, email is much better than calling and then waiting in a line, you know?
I can see that on 22nd of July, you spoke to my colleague, Twinkle Hamid, and she told you, Dear Mrs. Nyla Tabassum, as discussed, please fill the form and send it back for the change of ownership.
Yeah.
Do change of ownership, right?
No. I didn't request that. She asked me, do you know the owner? I said, yeah. But I already sent them the form. Like, she just sent me the form. It's the shop. Like, whoever the owner is, whether they want to keep the service or not, it's up to them, right? I just already sent them the email because they're closed. The shop is closed for a moment for renovation. So maybe they can contact you, right, after 15. Maybe they have opening around... on 15th of September, right? But I, in the last month, I spoke to someone. They said, okay, when is your last last
All
month?
I, want
I
to
told
know
them.
Is right now, you are in a contract. Okay, let me tell you the actual picture now. You are in a contract until 2026, next year. And you have a phone and an NBN bundle. So if you are cancelling right now, there would be an early exit fee of $299.
No, so if, like, look, if someone is having a business, right, and he is selling the business, so what's in that case? What the person
if
is going to do
selling
with the phone?
Business, if you are selling the business, you will do change of ownership. That is, the girl has already emailed you the change of ownership form. You send it to the new owner, both of you need to fill it up and email it back to us.
Okay.
I repeat, there are two options. One, you can cancel. If you are cancelling, you have to pay $299 and the new owner can continue with a different supplier or whatever.
Okay.
That is $299 early exit fee, but to save that money, you can simply do a change of ownership, get the new owners to fill the form and email it back to us, and we will do a change of ownership, okay?
Okay, all good. That's weird, though. In Australia, there is no more, like, cancellation fee in any service, but I don't know why
There is. No. Every company has got their own terms and conditions.
Yeah. Okay, fine. That's okay. I will just get it signed from her and then we'll tell her.
And email it back, yeah.
Yeah, so once everything is done, then I will sort it out with her because
the
ownership...
The best part is, it's just a change of ownership. You will not be liable to pay anything and the new owner can continue with us.
But if she doesn't want to continue, like, after 2026, so what you're going to do?
Then it's okay. You can move suppliers, go to any other company. After the contract is over, you are free to go, period. So you can go to any other supplier or check with us. If we can give you some better price, we will give you better price. So option is there.
Yeah, so, okay. I will just get it signed, but she needs to pay this bill. Because I'm not...
So put the date of transfer as today's date. In the form, there's the date of transfer mentioned. Put today's date, 2nd of September. We will transfer the bill to the new owner and send it so that the new owner can pay. Okay?
First, you need to
send the form.
Okay. So till then, like, if it's not paid, that's going to be okay?
That's fine, but do it at the earliest, please.
Yeah. All good. Like, I will see if she's available. I have to talk to her because I already sent her the form, but I didn't get anything back from her, you know? And let me talk to her, and then I will
please,
call you back.
Please tell her that you are in a contract, so if you are canceling the contract, tell the truth, it will be good. Tell them that your service is working fine with us, there has not been any problems, and you are in a contract. If you are canceling, you
yeah,
have to
I told her, you know, but if, like, the service provider is not doing anything, like, whose service I am being using for a month, so how can I expect another person to, you know, look after me? But that's it. I will talk to her, and then we will see what it is, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye.